This is about a 30-year trend line of a denomination that has lost almost a 500,000 baptized members in my 8 years of being a presiding bishop.
Congregations who wish to call a minister who is in a committed, lifelong, same-gender relationship to be their pastor, they would be able to do that.
There are both congregations ready to call gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender persons, and there are persons in relationships that are ready to serve.
I stand here as a gay man, but I stand here most centrally as one who has received the grace of Christ.
If we're looking for a biblical basis for anything else we're about to do here, what about Jesus saying, "Judge not, that you be not judged"?
How do we get to a place as Lutherans that we allow a question of the place of gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgendered people in ministry?
What trust Jesus has placed in us that we should be witnesses to this gift of unconditional love for all people, especially in this instance as that love is expressed through the gift of human sexuality.
I got to keep using just gay and lesbian because that's what we use in the documents. I get a little impatient with those who say, well, if the Lutherans vote to adopt the recommendations before them, they're choosing to suddenly become another declining U.S. mainline denomination. Wake up call from the presiding bishop, we already are.